For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria, and this is today's Midday News Report. The nest of the internet-famous bald eagle couple, Jackie and Shadow in Big Bear, will be spared from a development nearby. The group that runs the 24/7 Eagle livestream will be able to buy the land thanks to a multi-million-dollar donation. KVCR's Madison Ahmet has more.
Friends of Big Bear Valley, the nonprofit that runs the camera, had until the end of July to raise $10 million to stop luxury housing and a marina from going in near Jackie and Shadow's nest. With a week to go, a Silicon Valley tech couple stepped up. OpenAI president Greg Brockman and his wife Anna donated about $5 million. Jenny Voisard with Friends of Big Bear Valley says every donation helped.
I'm grateful for everyone that donated that didn't have extra money or that sacrificed or that sold things or that did fundraisers.
The nonprofit plans to put the land into a trust. I'm Madison Ahmet in San Bernardino.
California voters had their ballots rejected in the June primary at the highest rate in more than a decade. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
Nearly 150,000 voters, 1.7% of all vote-by-mail ballots, were rejected this June. That's the largest share since 2014. The top reason? Ballots not received on time, likely because voters missed the deadline to have ballots postmarked by the end of Election Day. Santa Clara County had the highest rejection rate in the Bay Area. Registrar of Voters Matt Morales says voters were holding on to their ballots amidst a tight race for governor.
Voters were waiting to the last minute to vote a lot more than we've seen in past elections.
The state budget recently signed by Governor Gavin Newsom sets aside $10 million to encourage earlier voting. I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.
The Senate Public Safety Committee has approved the Truth in Disclosure Act. If signed into law, companies doing business in California would have to check the records and disclose if they profited from slavery, including through loans, insurance policies, or using enslaved people as collateral. Mona Tawatawo with the Equal Justice Society spoke in support of the legislation.
The Truth in Disclosure Act would require qualifying companies doing business in California to examine their history for those ill-gotten gains and tell the truth about whether they profited from slavery so that the state can then share that truth with the public.
The bill applies to corporations and retailers with global gross receipts exceeding $100 million a year. Insurance trade groups oppose the measure and say it's duplicative since California has an older law requiring slave-era policy disclosures. The bill heads next to appropriations. The November 3rd election is less than 4 months away, and younger Californians are being talked about as a challenge for turnout. In the 2024 presidential election, only about 42% of eligible voters aged 18 to 24 cast a ballot in California. Statewide turnout overall was 62%. Three young Californians working in policy spoke last week at the Future of Civic Engagement Forum, hosted by the Public Policy Institute of California. They said the low youth turnout doesn't mean young people don't care. They pointed to practical barriers, like fewer young people getting driver's licenses, meaning fewer trips to the DMV, a common place to register. And civic engagement in schools is uneven. Californians have until October 19th to register to vote in the November election. The Inland Empire is in for a scorchingly hot week, with Riverside County expecting widespread triple-digit highs. An extreme heat warning is in effect until at least 8 p.m. Monday in the Coachella Valley, Palm Desert, Palm Springs, Indio, Coachella, La Quinta, Cathedral City, and the San Gregorio Pass near Banning. Forecasters say highs will range from 8 to 12 degrees above average. Temps are expected to cool slightly Tuesday and Wednesday and will then heat up again through the weekend. Weather officials say humidity could make it feel even hotter. And people should check on relatives who are elderly or have health conditions, and if possible, folks should stay inside and hydrated. That was it for today's Midday News Report. Donate to our growing newsroom today at 877-512-8843 or at kvcr.org.